الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم في الحديث القدسي قال الله تعالى أعددت لعبادي الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. As we come to the closing moments of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, today being the 27th of Ramadan, possibly two more or three more fasts, then we have mixed feelings. We have feelings of the pangs of separation that the Mubarak month is leaving. This Mubarak mahol and environment that we are enjoying for so long will be leaving. The environment of tilawat of Quran, of frequenting the masajid, spending long hours in the masajid, sitting in programs of deen, the environment of tahajjud, of awabin, of nawafil, this Mubarak environment will be leaving us. And at the same time, we have the feelings of happiness that we have, alhamdulillah, managed to accomplish and fulfill this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this very great obligation of deen, very important pillar of Islam, and obviously the day of Eid is a day of happiness. During this time, then we should be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr to Allah that Allah allowed us. It was not us that did anything, it was only Allah that allowed us to fast during the month of Ramadan, to perform our taraweeh salah at night, to engage in little extra ibadat. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with shukr, we should regret and we should have remorse in our hearts. And we should beg the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, we could not appreciate this very esteemed guest of yours that came and visited us. The month of Ramadan was like a very esteemed, high profile guest that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. Allah, despite our not being eligible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this guest to come to us. There were many people that were waiting for the month of Ramadan, but they did not see the month of Ramadan. They were not privileged to entertain this guest. Some of them may have saw the month of Ramadan, but their health did not allow them to entertain this guest. So it is a very great privilege of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to witness this guest and to welcome this guest. However, when a person entertains a very high profile guest, a very esteemed guest, for some that high profile and esteemed guest will be a very pious personality, a great alim, because he will regard that person to be someone very great, and that is the actual greatness, the greatness of deen. So, if a person has to entertain a very senior alim, or for some others, if they attach importance to dunya, unfortunately, it will be some very high profile, very wealthy person, or a member of parliament, or someone very high up in government. So, if he gets an opportunity to entertain someone of this nature, then although he will go out of his way, he will try to do his best in entertaining this guest, preparing as many courses of meals that he can prepare and trying to make every type of arrangement for the comfort of that guest. However, at the end, after going out of his way to entertain this guest At the end, when that guest is leaving, he will still excuse himself. And he will still ask for an apology. That I could not serve you as you're supposed to be served. Although he went out of his way. Never will he tell that guest, you know what, you're lucky I went out of my way for you in this way. He won't do that. Rather, he will always feel a feeling of remorse that I could not fulfill the haq and the right that this and the respect that this guest deserves. So in the similar manner, this great gift and this great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came to us, the month of Ramadan, we may have tried, but we can never fulfill the right of this guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The right of ibadat we can never fulfill. Therefore, in a dua, a famous dua, we say, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. O Allah, we have not worshipped you as we ought to worship you. Because the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires a different kind of devotion, a different frame of mind, complete sincerity, complete devotion. So, the person is saying, and we are saying, O Allah, we could not fulfill this right. We may say, Alhamdulillah, I was there for all my Taraweeh Salah. And you know, I first did a 3-para khatam. Or some may say, I did a 5-para khatam. But the question we need to ask ourselves, that during that khatam, how often was our mind there focused in the tilawat of the Qur'an Majeed? And how much our mind was wandering all over? It is the kindness of Allah that inshallah Allah will accept that. But this shows that we cannot fulfill the right of the tilawat of Qur'an. We cannot fulfill the right of ibadat. During our fast, we may say, Alhamdulillah, I fasted, I kept all my fast. But during that fast, did we conduct ourselves 100% according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what that fast demands from us? Similarly, our salah, how much of devotion, how much of concentration we had in the salah. So, we can never fulfill the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite our shortcomings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still accept it inshallah. The pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many ayat of the Qur'an Majeed regarding them, that they go out of their way, try their best, exert themselves. Yet after all of that, then they still beg the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah speaks about His pious servants, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That they hardly sleep at night. Why? Not because Allah forbid they are watching some haram the entire night. Because the entire night they are on the musalla, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hardly sleeping at night. But when it is the time of sihri, before the time of fajr, now what do they do? وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Now they're asking Allah for forgiveness. Oh Allah, we didn't do as we supposed to have done. We have fallen short. Not that, oh Allah, I did the entire night's ibadat, now you must reward me. I must see some miracles. No. Ya Allah, I did not do as I'm supposed to be doing. So Allah, I beg you for your forgiveness. Similarly, in another ayat of Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah speaks about those who give generously in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spend their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with spending their wealth in the path of Allah, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Their hearts are trembling. Their hearts are afraid. Why? أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. That we have to return to Allah. We don't know whether this is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we could not fulfill the right of this ibadat. So like this, the other ayat of the Qur'an Majeed and other examples of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when they accomplish something great, when they are coming to an end, to the end of some ibadat, then the concern is the concern of qabuliya. That Allah must accept my ibadat. And they regret and they are remorseful over their shortcomings in fulfilling that injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, these last few moments of the month of Ramadan, this should be our frame of mind. Together with making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our broken ibadat. Together with this, together with making shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ability to fulfill this great obligation of fasting during the month of Ramadan, we should realize, respected friends, that the fast of the month of Ramadan is the smaller fast. And there is a bigger fast, which all of us are supposed to be, the bigger fast that we are all supposed to be keeping, or we are all engaged in that bigger fast. And it is extremely important for us to fulfill the obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to that bigger fast. The great mufakkir and the great alim of this ummah, Mawlana Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimullah, explains this. A very unique explanation he gives. He says that people will be amazed and they will be curious to know what is the small fast and big fast. Obviously this is the fast of Ramadan, this is the fard fast. This is the biggest fast that we know about. The small fast may be the nawafil. He says that this fast of the month of Ramadan is actually the small fast. And there is a bigger fast. The small fast starts at the time of Subah Sadiq. And it ends at the time of Iftar. The small fast commences with the sighting of the moon of Ramadan. And it ends with the sighting of the moon of Eid. But there is a bigger fast that we are all keeping. And that fast started since the day we became mukallaf, since the day we became baligh, for those of us that were born Muslims, or since the day a person entered into the fold of Islam, a fast has commenced, he has started a fast, and this fast continues right till the day the person closes his eyes, right till the day the person passes away. This fast will continue. There are obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time upon us. The obligations are not obligations during the month of Ramadan only. In the month of Ramadan, there are certain restrictions that are placed upon us. And alhamdulillah, through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we manage to fulfill that fast. We manage to stay away from those restrictions or those areas that Allah has restricted us from. But what about this big fast? This fast of the deen of Islam. This fast of all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are up every moment in our life. 24/7, every moment of our life, there are so many commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are applicable to us. And that is a fast that we are all supposed to be concerned about whilst we are departing from the month of Ramadan and terminating and ending and culminating this smaller fast. There is this bigger fast that we need to be concerned about. The small fast, the iftar of the small fast is with khajur and zamzam, with dates and zamzam or water. And inshallah, the iftar of that big fast will be when Allah will bless us and we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with a drink of kawthar from the mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will be the iftar of that big fast. The small fast at the time of iftar, there's excitement. Everyone is happy. That is the time of iftar. Especially in the haram of Madinah Munawwara, in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah take us time and again to those mubarak lands with azmat, with respect and adab for that place. But if a person is privileged to be there in the month of Ramadan, there's so much of excitement. There are children that will come from the door of the masjid. As the person enters, young children will come and grab his hand. Ya am ta'al aftir ma'ana. Uncle, come make iftar with us. And they will drag you to their sufra, to their dastarkhan, to their table, wherever it will be. Sometimes it will be in some other remote part of the haram. But they will drag you. Once they grab your hand, you can't leave. You'll have to go with them. But that's the excitement at the time of iftar. Why? Because a person is fulfilling this obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So naturally Allah creates that excitement. And this major fast, this big fast that we are keeping at the time of iftar, it is not those young boys of Medina that will hold the hand. It will be the malaika that will come at that time. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Those who said that our Rabb is Allah, in simple terms, those who started this big fast, in putting in the context of our discussion, those that started this big fast, the fast of Islam, of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at the time of their iftar, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, they started this iftar, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then throughout their life, they kept up to the dictates of that fast. Obviously it's a paraphrase translation, to fit the discussion that we are having. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, they remain firm. Meaning whatever the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. Like that sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked for a comprehensive advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. Say, I have brought iman in Allah. And then remain firm on the dictates of Islam, of iman. So start that fast. And then continue fulfilling the obligations of that bigger fast. In the similar manner, in this ayah, Allah is saying that they accepted the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They commenced this big fast of theirs. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then they fulfill all the obligations of that fast. Whatever it may be, whether it be the obligation of Allah regarding my business, whether it be regarding my personal self, my dressing, my appearance, whether it be the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding my ibadat, my salah, my zakat and my other ibadat, whether it be the obligation of Allah regarding my akhlaq, regarding my social interaction, how I conduct myself at my home, how I conduct myself in the moments of happiness and the moments of sadness, in every aspect and facet of my life, I fulfill the demands of that big fast. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then how will their iftar come? Their iftar, as we said, won't be with those boys in Medina Haram grabbing their hands. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. At the time of their iftar, at the time of their death, then the malaika of Allah will be coming down. The malaika of Allah will be coming down. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. No fear, no grief, nothing to worry about. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. And we are giving you the glad tidings of your Eid. Here our Eid, we have delicacies. And alhamdulillah, Allah blesses us with so much. There are so many people in the world that don't have it. And during these moments, we cannot forget our brothers and sisters in Gaza and what they are going through. We should be making dua for them and trying to assist them. So, during our Eid, alhamdulillah, Allah blesses us with delicacies. We can eat a little and then we're tired. We can't eat more. Then we're feeling upset. And the day of Eid is only one day. That Eid, of that major fast, the bigger fast, that Eid is never ending. It doesn't end. It will continue and continue. And the delicacies of Jannat, Allah says, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has seen it. No ear has heard about it. And no mind has even thought and comprehended the favors of Jannat and the Eid treat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now these malaika are coming at the time of iftar. The iftar of this person, he kept fast then his entire life, fulfilling all the dictates of Sharia, fulfilling all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they are giving him the glad tidings. Abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. That now take the glad tidings of that jannat that you have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And for you in that jannat is whatever you desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. This is a spread. This is a hospitality. From who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. Who is all forgiving and all merciful. Imagine what an Eid that will be. But respected friends, to enjoy that Eid, and to enjoy that iftar, then throughout our life, we have to fulfill the demands of this fast. As we explain for the benefit of those that have come later on, alhamdulillah, we are coming to the end of the month of Ramadan. It is a time of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has blessed us with the opportunity of fulfilling this great or great obligation. But this is a smaller fast that we are keeping, that starts at sehri and ends at iftar. But there is a bigger fast that all of us who have said La ilaha illallah, we all have started a bigger fast. And that is the fast of our entire life. Started from the time we became baligh, from the time the laws of Allah became binding upon us, till the end of our life, that will be the iftar. And the Eid will be in Jannat. So, if we live our life, if we fulfill the demands of this fast, then inshallah we will enjoy the Eid and we'll enjoy the iftar and enjoy the Eid. If a person for some reason could not fast during the day of Ramadan, he broke his fast, then at the time of iftar he doesn't feel right. He doesn't feel that he can enjoy the iftar. And if for some reason he was sick throughout the month or bulk of the month, then that Eid also he doesn't enjoy. Why? Because he did not fulfill that fast. Respected friends, may Allah save us. But if we break our big fast and we do not fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during our life, then the iftar at the time of death, that iftar won't be enjoyable for us. Allah save us. That iftar won't be enjoyable. Alhamdulillah, Allah bless our community. During the month of Ramadan, three women of our community, Allah bless them with such maut. Enviable death. Enviable death. But this death doesn't just come like that. That death comes after that long fast. That long fast of fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah blesses a person with that kind of death. Therefore the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their whole concern was about this iftar. Making arrangements for this iftar. When we are going to be departing from this world, leaving this world, going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the arrangements we make for our iftar every day. We make sure that our samosas are ready and our pies and our kajur or whatever else we may enjoy at the time of iftar before going to the masjid. Some may be making preparations of a bigger basket and coming. So we make all those arrangements we make. We make the arrangements for the iftar of the small fast. The question is, what arrangements are we making for that iftar of the major fast? That iftar, what arrangements are we making? In order to make arrangements for that, we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah must bless us with a good death. And then we have to live our life fulfilling the obligations of this fast. And inshallah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with that iftar and Allah will bless us with that Eid. Respected friends, if a person has this frame of mind that my fast has not come to an end. There's a bigger fast that I am keeping. My fast is not coming to an end in 2 or 3 days' time. Rather, there's a continuous fast of life that I'm observing. Then this person will not be waiting for Eid to come so he can start breaking the commands of Allah and he can get his freedom. He won't wait for the day of Eid for him to shave his beard because he understands Eid has come. But I'm still fasting. The obligation is still there. He won't be waiting for the day of Eid to come or the day after Eid. So he can own his TV again. So he can start watching all the haram that he was watching before on his phone. And all the series that he was addicted to. Because he knows there's a major fast of life. And in that major fast of life that I'm observing, all of this has been made prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, all the other wrong that he is normally accustomed to, he won't be waiting for Ramadan to come to an end so he can get his freedom. What we need to think about is that the only freedom that is acquired at the month of Ramadan, this kind of freedom, is the freedom that the shayateen get. The shayateen were chained for the whole month of Ramadan. Now at the end of Ramadan, they are getting freedom. If we want to be free, Allah forbid, it must not be that we are resembling the shayateen also. It must not be that. It must not be that we felt that we were in chains the entire month, that we could not do what we want to do. We could not fulfill our heart's desires. We could not fulfill our haram temptation. And now when the day of Eid comes, now we are free to do as we want to do. From the day of Eid, which is a Mubarak day, we begin to break and flout the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, we are only completing the smaller fast that we are observing. And all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are still applicable to us throughout our life. If we want to enjoy that iftar, where the malaika come down, and what happens at that iftar? At that time, Allah announces. The announcement is not coming from the muaddin. The announcement is coming from Allah. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Oh, that soul that was pleased with my commands. Not waiting for his freedom after the month of Ramadan. He was happy with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He happily fulfilled the commands and obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That soul that is mutmainna. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Now go back to Allah. You are happy with Allah and Allah is happy with you. What a moment of iftar that will be. What an exciting moment. Never ending Eid. That Eid will continue. Radiyatan mardiyah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Wadkhuli jannati. You will be ushered into my pious servants. And you can be ushered into my jannat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with that kind of iftar. But may Allah bless us with the tawfiq of fulfilling this entire life of fast in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can enjoy that kind of iftar. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa mawlana Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.